Just greens.
Greens would be any of those tops.
Yeah.
All right. If you have one head of lettuce and you get another head,
you got two. Yeah.
Two
heads of lettuce.
All right. Do you ever hear anyone say, using this about children? Say, I've got five
children.
Five heads of children. Do you ever say that? Mm-hmm. Or five
heads
of
just children? I've got five children. I got two boys and three girls.
Do you ever hear them say, I've got a passel of children?
No, but colored people use that, and they use this. If they got five children, they got five heads.
They do.
They're colored people, but we don't.
And they use the passel. How would they say that?
Passel of children. Just there comes so and so with a passel of children.
Actually,
that's right.
The outside part of an ear of corn, or pardon me,
it's
are the
shuck.
And there's a kind of corn that's served on the cob.
That's a yellow corn, early yellow corn, I think, would be the one that's
all right. Do you ever hear that called sweet corn?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it called roasted?
Yeah, roasting ears and sweet corn.
Oak corn. What's
he saying?
I don't know why the boat, but
he's like, boat corn?
Yeah,
the yellow corn. Well, the yellow corn is boat corn, he
boat
said.
Corn.
Why?
I don't know.
Had you ever heard that?
Yeah.
You had to.
A patch of boat corn first, early roasting ears.
Now, boat corn would be roasting ears.
Yeah, be the early roasting
ears.
And the sweet corn is the early, too.
But I mean, it would be that kind of.
And that, get back to them beans.
Yes.
Them bunch butter beans and bunch string beans come off at least 2 weeks earlier than the string up the sticks.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They come off earlier. They say they come off in 5 weeks when the other will come off 6 or 7 weeks and make the beans.
The top of the corn stalk is its
silks. No, it's tassels.
All right, and the silk is the part in the inside.
Yeah,
the ear.
The ear.
Right.
You have to get the silks off and the corn before you can cook it.
There's a sort of an orange vegetable, a big one that children carve at Halloween.
Well, that's the pumpkin.
And you mentioned a vegetable a while ago, but I don't think I got it on the tape that you used to grow in your garden. Squash.
Yeah, squash.
All right, and what about the kinds of melon that we would eat?
We would eat watermelon, pine melon, mush melon.
What was that, watermelon and
pine? Pine melon. Pine melon is a hard, it's for hogs, I reckon. I don't know what it's for. Pine melon will grow and look like a big watermelon, but it's hard. You can't eat it. You can't hardly cut them open, but mush melon.
Ain't that what they make of?
Preserves?
No, it's going by Christmas time.
I don't make no pine. You get a mushroom, a pine melon, a cushaw. Cushaw, you cook, you bake that, I think. That's in the shape of a great big old a pumpkin, but it's striped.
Is it
tricky.
A melon?
Yeah, it's a melon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know it. I don't know.
Well, I don't think I've ever, I might have cooked one in time. But
is the mushroom the same thing as a cantaloupe? Or is it
no, a cantaloupe's round, and a mushroom is more like a watermelon. Girls, no.
What's the difference in, what is the difference in color than in a cantaloupe and a mushroom?
They're the same color.
Same
when they
color,
get ripe, they grow green when they come on there and grow on. When they get ready to mature, they turn yellow.
I see. Well, are both of them have the same color inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both the same color on inside. Same shape seed on the one.
Do they taste
the
different?
Bigger. I can't ever tell the difference. I love one as good as I do the other.
I see. Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Oh yeah, there's big, big long green. You get the big long striped,
Georgia
or you
rattlesnake. You got one for your
state. Georgia rattlesnake watermelon. It's a big striped. Ooh, it's like, and it grows long.
Then
you get that big round striped. Then you get the big round green. You get the long green. Then you get the solid green with a little mingle in it.
Are all the insides still
all
the same
red
color?
Right now?
There's
some of them watermelons has a yellow meat, but I don't know what it is called.
I've never seen a yellow.
Well, I've eaten.
They're
good. They're good melon.
I've heard that.
They're sweet and good, and that meat is prettiest yellow.
Is that?
Somebody got one not long. Wesley got one last year, and she said, "Oh, that."